Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:24 in the Valley this evening. Pigs fall to the Syracuse Chiefs by a final score of 7-3. What would be a brutal football game, probably a Thursday night color rush, turned out to be a rough night for the Pigs in baseball as they began their final eight games, or game one of their final eight games. Welcome to the postgame show. Everybody, Sam Hines with you here in the studio. These are your highlights for August the 28th, 2017. A heartbreaker tonight for the Pigs. A wonderful start. They were up 1-0 with the bases loaded and nobody out. They had a lead, and Rochester was losing. But Syracuse, you got to give them credit. They battled back, took a lead right away, and got the job done. Esmiel Rogers was once again great for the Syracuse Chiefs. We saw him pitch a really good game against the Iron Pigs last time out at Coca-Cola Park. He and Tommy Bergens went back-to-back. Esmiel Rogers just managed to outlast him. This time around, again, he lasted just long enough before the Syracuse bats awoke with a big seventh, and Pigs never really had an answer. They had their chances to answer. They certainly had their chances, but they could not take advantage. And that's been the roughest part of this downturn for the Pigs the last, month or so. Opportunities like the first inning, and we'll take a closer look in a minute. But these are the types of situations that the Pigs have had to take advantage of, have not been able to take advantage of, have cost them, ultimately. Now, regardless of what or irregardless of what happens in Rochester or with Rochester this evening, the Pigs lose another opportunity. Even if the Red Wings lose, the Pigs will still be three back with just seven to go. Makes it that much more difficult to get back into this race. A race the Pigs are going to have to be almost perfect in down the stretch to give themselves an opportunity. Today they were not perfect, though they did play well. Pitching was good right up until the seventh inning. Other than that, it was good. Batters put themselves in position. Good performances at the plate. Scott Kingery was on base a few times. Cam Perkins has been red hot for the Pigs. That's five-game hitting streak. Logan Mora hit. Herlis Rodriguez in a pinch hitting situation. Two hits. But it was that final blow, that big hit, the clutch hit that the Pigs were missing tonight. The hit that, could have made all the difference. And I guess ultimately did make all the difference by not having that hit. This is certainly a game that you'll look back on and think, if we could have just had that situation back. You know, these are the types of games that will keep players and coaches up at night. Situations that you think should have been gimmies that weren't. That back in May were probably crooked number innings. 4 runs, 5 runs. It is not May, I know that. It is a different team, I know that. But still, those opportunities were there, and the Pigs could not take advantage of them. And the Chiefs, give them credit, they did. Top of the first inning, the Pigs got off to a very fast start. Scott Kingery was hit by a pitch. J.P. Crawford hit the ball back to the pitcher, and Esmiel Rogers threw it into center field. Bang, bang, just like that, the Pigs had two runners on, first and second, nobody out, and Cam Perkins was at the plate for the Iron Pigs.
Runners lead off, and here's the pitch by Rogers. Swung on and blasted in the air, left center field deep. Soto is back to the track. He's at the wall, and that ball's going to land at the base of the wall. It's in for extra bases. Kingery is going to score. They're going to hold Crawford at third, and Cam Perkins gives the Pigs a 1-0 lead on a ribby double to left center field.
A brilliant start for Cam Perkins and the Pigs. Perkins has been hot, especially in the first inning. What a luxury it must be. Now, I know this was an error-aided rally for the Pigs, but what a luxury it must be for Cam Perkins to get to bat behind Scott Kingery and J.P. Crawford right now. Two guys that are getting on at will. 1-0 Pigs, just like that. Very next batter, Brock Stassi, he walked. Bases loaded, nobody out. Pigs had a 1-0 lead, and as you heard Matt Provin say during the broadcast, Pigs had Esmiel Rogers quite literally on the ropes. That ref was ready to end that fight in the first round. All the Pigs had to do was get him to 35 pitches, and that would have lifted him from the ballgame. Due to team policy, Chiefs pitchers that exceed 35 pitches in an inning do not continue on in the game. But Carlos Tochi struck out swinging. Andrew Pullen struck out looking. Two straight strikeouts. Pigs went from bases loaded and nobody out to bases loaded and two out. And they turned to Logan Moore.
Rogers sets. Start the runners. There's the merry-go-round. Pitch caught on a missed strike three.
Moore struck out swinging. That ended the top of the first inning. Pigs had a lead, but they could have had much more. Bottom of the first inning. After Irving Flew popped up against Joey Donato, Brandon Snyder singled, and Neftali Soto stepped to the plate.
Pitch on way, swung on and drilled in the air, right field deep. Perkins back, he's at the track, he's at the wall. Forget about it, it's out of here. And just like that, it's 2-1 Chiefs.
Within three batters, the game had been turned on its head. From bases, or I should say really within six batters, originally going from the Moore strikeout to the home run, but I'll start it even far back as the Tochi strikeout. Within a span of six at-bats, the ball game had been turned on its head. Six at-bats in the first inning, and all of a sudden the game had changed completely, completely changed. Pigs went from bases loaded, nobody out, up 1-0, to down 2-1. Neftali Soto, two-run home run. Now, Matt Skull followed up the home run with a single of his own, but Joey Donato, he got out of the inning. He got Pedro Severino to pop up. Michael Almanzar to line out. That ended the first inning. Top of the second inning, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. Esmiel Rogers really got into a groove in the second inning. Struck out Matt Williams swinging and got Joey Donato looking. That was five strikeouts in a row. He ended the second by getting Scott Kingery to pop up. Bottom of the second, Donato was getting into a rhythm of his own as well. He got Chad Huffman down on strike swinging. Benji Gonzalez down 5-3, ground out. And then he got Esmiel Rogers to strike out swinging. We were through two at NBT Bank Stadium, but the Pigs were still down by one. Top of the third, a few ground outs did the Pigs in. Kingery went down 6-3, Perkins 5-3, and Brock Stassi right back to Esmiel Rogers 1-3 to end the third inning. Bottom of the third, Neftali Soto, after he had hit a two-run home run in the first, would get a two-out single in the third, but Matt Skull would pop up. That would end the third. Top of the fourth, Pigs would get off to a good start. Carlos Tochi, a leadoff single, but Andrew Pullen popped up. Logan Moore struck out looking, and Matt Williams struck out swinging. The Pigs had wasted a leadoff base hit. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning now. Pedro Severino led off the inning with a base hit. Michael Almanzar, a hit of his own. Chad Huffman flew out, but then Benji Gonzalez walked to load the bases, and that brought Esmiel Rogers to the plate.
So again, another payoff. The three runners lead. The pitch is swung on a drill. Base hit left side. Rogers helps his own cause, as the old cliche goes. A run is in. They hold up the trail runner at third. And Rogers, the pitcher, with an RBI single to left, and it is 3-1 Chiefs here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Esmiel Rogers helping out his own cause with an RBI hit to make it 3-1. You know you're having a good night when you were rolling on the mound and at the plate, and Rogers certainly was. Irving Flew would hit into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play, however, and it was still just 3-1. On to the top of the fifth inning now. Herlis Rodriguez pinch hitting for Joey Donato, singled to lead off the top of the fifth. Scott Kingery then singled, back-to-back hits for the Pigs, first and second, nobody out. J.P. Crawford struck out looking, uncharacteristic of J.P. But again, that just goes to show how good Esmiel Rogers was in this game. But the very next batter was Cam Perkins, and Cam singled to load the bases. Another bases-loaded opportunity for the Iron Pigs. But Brock Stassi struck out looking, so with two outs and the bases loaded, Pigs needed a big hit from Carlos Tochy.
And now they need Tochy to come through again. All three lead. It'll be another 0-2, and the 106th pitch of the game by Rogers is a called third strike.
Well, Rogers, when he got into trouble, he got out of it. He got Tochy looking at strike three, and that ended the Pigs' threat in the top of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, Brandon Snyder led off the inning.
And here's the pitch. And it swung on, hit towards third. A diving stop to his left by Kingery. Gets up, fires in time. Oh, it looked like Brooks Robinson. He looked like Michael Jack Schmidt. I mean, all the way to his left on a ball. I thought there was no way he would flag. And he pulls it down, diving to his left like Superman. What a play.
Now, you might think Matt Provence may be exaggerating a little bit, but I'm sure it was a really good play. And if there's one thing I know that Scott Kingery can do well, it's everything. It's everything. Scott Kingery does just about everything well. So I'm sure there's some flashes of old-time superstardom in every single play that he makes. A night in and night out, he always does something special. Tonight, a couple of hits and a great defensive play. And an appearance on the AT&T pregame show with Eric Hall. I call that the old... Actually, I don't have a saying for that. It's the Scott Kingery hat trick. Two hits, a great defensive play, and an appearance on the AT&T pregame show. The Scott Kingery hat trick. After that, Neftali Soto and Matt Skol both flew out to end the bottom of the fifth inning. Top six, Pigs went down 1-2-3. Tochy grounded out, Pullen struck out, as did Logan Moore. Bottom six, Chiefs went down 1-2-3. Top of the seventh inning, Herlis Rodriguez led it off with a base hit. He stole second base and then would reach third when J.P. Crawford grounded out to second base, but Cam Perkins popped up and that ended the top of the seventh inning. On to the bottom of the seventh inning now. Benji Gonzalez led it off with a base hit. Spencer Keboom pinch hitting popped up. Irving Flew, though, singled. And then on an error by Cam Perkins that allowed Flew to go to second and Benji Gonzalez to go to third. Second and third, one out, and Brandon Snyder at the plate.
And he swings and pops one up to right center field. Rodriguez goes back. Now he's going to race in on it pretty deep enough that the runner's going to tag. His throw goes to third. It's a strong throw. Tag applied, not in time. And it would have been close whether or not the lead runner had scored, but either way, it doesn't matter. A safe sign goes up on a sack fly by Snyder.
The sack fly made it 4-1, and then Neftali Soto came to the plate.
And the pitcher is swung on, driven high in the air, left field deep, back pulling at the track, at the wall, it's out of here!
And then immediately following Neftali Soto, it was Matt Skol.
And it's out of here, back to back. It's Soto and Skol, and it's 7-1 Chiefs.
7-1 after the back-to-back jacks by the Syracuse Chiefs. Pedro Severino would line out to end the bottom of the seventh inning. Top of the eighth, after Brock Stassi grounded out to second and Dylan Cousins pinch hit and popped up, Andrew Pullen walked. He then took second on defensive indifference, and Logan Moore stepped to the plate.
And the pitcher is swung on and drilled in the air, deep out to right field. Huffman back at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Logan Moore, a two-run jolt over the right field wall. And the Pigs down but not out have cut it to a 7-3 game.
Logan Moore keeping the Pigs in it. Cut it to a four-run lead with a two-run home run. But after the home run, Matt Williams popped up, and that ended the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth inning, Chad Huffman a one-out single, but nothing else happened in that inning. On to the top of the ninth, Pigs needed base runners. Herlis Rodriguez struck out swinging to lead it off, but Scott Kingery singled before J.P. Crawford came to the plate.
It'll be a 2-1 to J.P. Suero delivers, swung on a bouncing ball to second. Could be a game-ending double play. Fielding at second, Snyder to short for one. Back to first, double play. Ball game over, and the Chiefs continue to play well against the Pigs. They take game one of the series by the final score of 7-3.
Pigs fall to the Syracuse Chiefs 7-3 in the opener of a four-game series, the final road series of the season for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. For the Chiefs, 7 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. For the Pigs, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. The Piggies, it's not going to be pretty. They were 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 on base. Syracuse, 2-for-6. They left 5 on base. Donato took the loss. He's 1-1, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 2 strikeouts, no walks. Alexis Rivero, an inning, 3 hits, a run, it was earned, 1 walk, no strikeouts. Cesar Ramos, 2 innings, 2 strikeouts. Casey Fien, an inning, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 2 home runs allowed. And Pat Venditti, an inning, a hit, and nothing else across his line. For the Chiefs, another good start from Esmiel Rogers. He's now 3-2. 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts. Neil Kotz, a hold his 8th, an inning, 2 strikeouts. Eni Romero, a hold his 1st, 1 inning, 1 hit. Kevin Jepsen, which if you were listening when Jepsen came into the game, they played Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. I thought that was pretty funny. Took me a minute to wonder what was going on, but then as soon as they announced his name, it kind of clicked. It did click. Jepsen, 1 inning, 1 hit. 2 runs on the solo, or the 2-run home run, excuse me, by Logan Moore. 1 walk, no strikeouts. And Wander Suero, an inning, a hit, and a strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of 4,815 at NBT Bank Stadium in Syracuse, New York. Once again, the final score, the Syracuse Chiefs 7 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 3.